Ultimately, I think COVID-1984 was a multi-pronged attack. I don't think it was just the vaccines. I think that was a major linchpin in it, obviously, but I don't think it was the only one. I think the PCR test was part of it. The lockdowns were part of it, and the psychological warfare was part of it. There's so many layers of it. And once you understand a psychopath, you know they're not going to use one thing. They're going to use multiple things, and they could scare you about a lot of things. They might not do everything they're going to say they're going to do, but it doesn't mean that they have, you know, one thing and only one thing. And I think a lot of people who are trying to research this, you know, they find, oh, it was the PCR test. That was what did it. Or they find the remdesivir and they're like, oh, that was what did it. Or they'll find the ventilator and say, that was it. But I think it was all of those things. And ultimately, I think it was a eugenics project. And I did not expect to find that. When I decided they were using the codes to game the numbers. There's the COVID-19 code, which recategorized everything and incentivized everything. And I thought, okay, if this is a linchpin that they're using, the platform that they're using to exploit what's going on, there's a reason for that. The people who set this up did this intentionally. So who did it and why? And the beginning of the ICD-10 codebook, it has about, you know, I don't know how many, but a whole bunch of alphabet agencies, the WHO, the AMA, the CDC, all, you know, the alphabet agencies, those are the ones that created the international code system. And it says, these are the people responsible for the official coding guidelines, the rules for how to apply this statistical monitoring system. So I went all the way down to the bottom of the rabbit hole, and I found, wow, the whole theory for 2 weeks to flatten the curve comes from eugenicists. The whole code system comes out of a whole group of people that were in a club called the Eugenics Society, but they were also in a statistical society, and there was a revolving door between the two. And the same families, the same names pop up from then, which is the very beginning of the eugenics movement, which tied all the way back to Sir Francis Galton, the guy who came up with it, all the way to now. And Etienne will tell you this too in his book, Solving COVID, because he found the same information from a different angle. I was looking at it through the medical system is being exploited, and this genocide is being hidden through these numbers. So why is it being hidden through these numbers? Come to find out, Bill Gates is a big player in this. He was a big player in IBM, going all the way back to World War II. He's got some really nefarious ties with Planned Parenthood, his dad being in there, which goes straight back to eugenics. He's also tied in with Rockefeller. I talk about how Rockefeller took over Western medicine in the book and how he was involved in eugenics. Many people who have studied eugenics have realized that not only were a lot of people involved in it, and it was normal at one point, but these people had a revolving door between other organizations, and it was almost a club where the same people show up doing the same things over time. And so you're exactly right. What happened during World War II, the main conception is America came in and saved the day, and we, you know, stopped the Holocaust of the Jews, and now it's bad to be racist, and eugenics is bad, and it's all over now. We stopped it. But that's not true. It went underground and it came over to America. And the part that most people don't understand, it was funded by America to begin with. So it never stopped. It just morphed into something else. But it's still the same people. It's still Gates. It's still Rockefeller. It's still the Warburgs. It's still the Rothschilds. It's still those same families that are at the top of the WEF, the WHO, all of these regulatory agencies, all the governments that did this to us. So yes, this is a democide. This is an intentional thing. And a lot of people will say, for various reasons, they write this down and they explain what they're going to do to you. And when you look at some of the documents, there's programs, there's experiments, there's simulations that they've ran. There's statements that they've put in writing saying, basically, we're trying to kill you. I mean, they don't put it in those words, but as you go through and you unpack each one and you read, you know, in between the lines, it's clear. And then realizing, wow, okay, so the statistical coding system that they use to exploit this and enact COVID all across the world, because the WHO, every member state has to use these codes. That's what they mandate. It's been their mission to make everybody comply to this generalization, standardization, centralization for the purposes of monitoring their eugenics programs.